And you guys, just so you know, this is the accountability call. Let me get everything square here so I can see. Hello, do you have your camera where you can turn it on? There you go. I see you now.
It was popping up, sir.
It's okay. Let's see. I'm going to read what my summary is so that everybody's on board with what we're coaching about. Since today is the accountability call. Mm-hmm. I have no accountability to myself. I went into joining the tribe with great plans on January. I've done nothing! Exclamation point three times. I refuse to quit. I know what I should be doing, but it's no big deal in my head if I just do nothing. Because the only person I'm letting down is me. Why can't I make that unacceptable to myself? Good question. Why? Why is it okay to let you down?
I wish I had the right answer for that.
There's no right answer. There's just answers.
I think it's just easy for me to rationalize it in my head that it's okay that I, you know, I was going to make a plan and then I didn't. So, you know, it's okay. It'll be there tomorrow and I'll do it tomorrow. Or I can rationalize 105 different excuses on why I can't do something. It's not going to make a difference. It's not, it can't be this easy. I've tried everything. Why would this be any different? All of those things happen in my head.
Yeah. And those are all just called belief systems. Right. That's why you're not doing anything. So if you truly believe nothing's going to matter and you truly believe, like if you're not actively working on changing that belief system, you might as well quit today because no tool I give you is going to be able to go up against a belief system that's not being worked on.
Good point.
Yeah.
So how do I get to the point where I don't rationalize not doing it? Like,
let me ask you this. If your kid came to you and said, I hate math. It is the worst thing ever. And he's a sophomore. Do you have kids?
I have two grown kids, yes.
Okay. So let's say, do they have jobs?
Well, one of them is a college student and the other one is married and not working at the moment.
Okay. Any kids?
No.
Okay. So let's take the one that's, not working at the moment. Okay. Does that one need a job?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So let's say he's like, oh my God, mom, I am just sitting around and I have decided I'll probably never be able to find a job. And I'm going to sit around every day and think about that.
And I would tell her to get off her ass and go do something. Okay, so yeah, why can't I do that in my head?
You have to actively do it. Here's what you're saying to me. I just don't know how that's ever going to happen. It's like, I don't know. You write it on a sticky note or you write it on your hand. It says, do my plan. So that you have to look at it all the time. Your brain is not wired to remind you right now. You're going to need to actively remind yourself, redirect your thought, write about, like, what I would love for you to do is write down, let's say, here's my rationalizations, and are they even true? Like, oh, it'll be okay, I can just start tomorrow. Is that true?
No.
Right.
I mean, I need to be doing it today.
Right. But you need to write down the argument to that rather than sitting around going, I don't know why I keep thinking these things over and over again. I don't understand why nothing's changed yet.
Well, I do understand why nothing's changed. It's because I'm choosing not to do anything. But then I get very frustrated.
You honestly don't understand why they don't change. You know why? Listen to the beginning of the call. You said, I don't know why I'm not doing anything.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, right. That's why we have to be like really like just your first step to being accountable to yourself is learning where you're not being accountable to yourself. You think it's because you're just telling yourself like, oh, I'm just not doing these plans. It's like, no, you're not being accountable self to not changing your core belief systems about your ability to do this. Like, if your daughter wants to find a job, is she going to find one sitting around thinking she's never going to be employed? She's not good enough. I don't know why people don't want me. I don't know why they fired me or why I lost my job or was let go. I probably will never work again. It's going to suck being hungry. If she sat around and did that all the time, is she going to be going out and getting a job?
Probably not.
No.
She'd be just as paralyzed as I am.
Yeah. And that is exactly what you're doing. You're not going out and getting a job.
Good
point. You're not sitting around and thinking, okay, I know that in the past I have failed diets. That didn't have jack shit to do with today. It's just like, I know I've lost my job before. I can't let that stop me from applying to the new ones.
Yeah, that's true. Totally true.
You're going to have to, right now what you're doing is you're arguing with yourself in judgment. You're saying, all this shit I tell myself is so terrible. I don't know why I'm not accountable. Like, I need that part to be over or whatever's going on before I actually do something. Like, no, you need to do a plan. Like, when you get off this call, like, just write one down. Doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be anything. Your brain has to learn first and foremost. It's got to start writing stuff down, and it needs to know which one of the thoughts that you're, like, all of the ones that you have, they're all masking this core belief that I don't matter.
I think that's probably totally, yeah, absolutely true. That is probably my core belief, that it really isn't that important.
Why don't you tell me why it is important to you? It sounds like you review very often why it's not. Let's talk about it.
As I get older, it's getting harder to move, and my joints are not happy, and I'm in pain a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's important for my well-being. Just to get rid of the weight and be healthy and be able to be mobile. My mom is morbidly obese and housebound. She probably weighs somewhere in the neighborhood of 600 plus pounds. And she cannot get off her bed. And the older I get, the more I'm like, I cannot end up being like that. So I do know that it's important for my well-being and my health. At some point, I'm going to have grandchildren that I'm going to want to play with, and I want to be able to get up and down off the floor and play with those babies that are coming in the future. So I know why it's important. I just can't quite figure out how to tie that to my actions now. And having that argument with myself when I know why it's important, and making that lead me to taking action.
So when you have your other thoughts, when do you have this conversation you just had with me? Like, how actively is this conversation happening every day? 15, 20 times a day?
Oh, yeah, easily.
You think, I got to do this for my health. My future grandkids are relying on me. Today's the day that I'm going to do all this at least 15, 20 times a day.
I think probably that happens 5 or 10 times a day. The rationalizations and the excuses happen another 15 or 20 times a day.
Okay, so then you need that conversation to up level to 30 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for it, you need to promise yourself, okay, here's step one to losing weight. Step one is, every time I have an excuse, I should at least be willing to argue in my own defense one time. Before I eat. Like, I don't have it. Whatever it is I'm, like, rationalizing not doing, I can, like, give myself a get out of jail free card, but not until I remind myself why I even would want to maybe consider a different option.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If you're not willing to have the conversation for yourself, you're not going to take action for yourself either.
Yeah.
I want you to really think about this. The actions are just what we do. Accountability is how we think about ourselves. It's not what we're doing. It's, are we important enough? Like, how many times a day do you, like, think luxurious thoughts about why you're important, why you're worth effort, why you're worth healthy food that loves and nourishes you?
Oh, it's rare.
Okay, that's...
I don't know that I even think about that.
Ooh. Well, then it's no wonder that we do the things that don't care and nurture us.
Mm-hmm.
We do the things that are going against us.
Yeah. So would it... Maybe I should just write down a list of my arguments of why this is important and just keep that with me so that I can refer back to that throughout the day.
I would, yeah. And I'm actually looking up some notes because I just read some of this stuff today. I would write that down like every day. I wouldn't even write it down one time and then tote it around. I would write it down every morning and then I would tote that paper around with you all day long and I would refresh, write it the next day. And I wouldn't even stop until you were 6 months doing that. When we have a core belief that we're not worth the effort and that it's okay to just don't do what we say we're going to do, and that, like, because your big warning flag to me was in the very beginning, I just don't think I'm worth it. Like, you said something along those lines. Like, I don't know why I would do this to myself. I don't know why I would, I can't just be there for myself. When we don't want to be there for ourselves, it's usually because we don't like ourselves. And when we take the food away, we're left with how we think about ourselves. And if you're thinking, I'm going to be morbidly obese like my mom, I'm going to be, achy, and like, you have all your compelling reasons as to why this version of you is painful, but you don't have your compelling reason why the future version of you is worth working towards. And you need
that. That's totally.
Have you done the future self module in the Nobia Success Path yet?
I have not.
You need to do that. Have you done the whole, you obviously haven't done the whole one, so, because that's number three, but which parts of the Nobia Success Path have you done?
I've done one and two.
Okay. Move to three.
Okay.
Okay. One and two are all about your action line. So you're going to know more about what I'm talking, when I keep saying your action line, that's module four, but one and two is all about the things you do. And everybody wants to start with the things we do. You've run into the problem of, oh my God, I know what to do. Why am I not doing the shit? It's because we just started talking about all the reasons why you're not, because your self-worth isn't where it needs to be. That's going to come through module three. And then how all this is working for and against you, thought, feeling, action, is going to be all in module four. I would do those this week. I wouldn't space them out. Do you have the private member podcast?
Download? I do.
Okay. I would put both on repeat this week. Would really listen to them, because they're going to teach you about, like, how do you look towards your future? Because right now I think you're just living, not only in your past, but your mommy's past and your mommy's present.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Yeah. And what we want to do is we want to be in Tanya's present and looking towards her immediate future and figuring out how do we get there. You don't have, like, a lot of the future self stuff is all about, like, long-term stuff. If that's going to be like, I don't know, Karen, I don't know if I can go all the way there. You can think about you in a month. Like, where are you going to be in 1 month from now? Like, what are you, like, going to be thinking? How are you going to be acting? Those kind of things. And the last thing I will say is, like, when you're not doing your 24-hour plans and stuff, most of you, the reason why you don't do them is because you think they're going to be so hard, and there's like, they're going to be so hard and it's going to be terrible to follow and take a long time. That's just your brain flipping the fuck out because it's going to do something brand new for 2 minutes a day. And that's what we just call ourselves, like, oh my God, seriously? If I want to write down a cheeseburger at lunch, I get to do that. We can probably quit panicking. Nobody's taking our food away. You know what we're doing? We're just going to plan the shit we eat now. That's all that's going on. That happens when you change the conversation. So when your brain says it won't matter, and it's like, well, if it won't matter, I eat a cheeseburger. There's no sense in not planning for it.
Right.
Because what I want you doing is I want you to start getting more conscious. And when you're just telling yourself all of this normal story you're telling that doesn't allow you to be accountable to yourself, it's not conscious. It's just on repeat because you've done it for years and years and years. And it's like, it's so hard to break that. It's like, I know. We have to start having a new conversation, though. We have to start doing new things. And it's got to be scary along the way. And the only, but it's just a collection of fears. They're not even real. That's the funny thing. Like, write down what you're so afraid of when it comes to doing your 24-hour plan, drinking water every day, listening for your, I don't even make you guys do 2 to 2. I'm just like, let's just listen for hunger. Let's just see if we're full yet. And y'all are like, taking all the food away. I'm like, no, I just wanted to listen. Like, let's try it. But like, write down all your fears. And then let me give you a question that you can ask. This is actually going in next month's stuff. Oh my gosh, there's so good stuff going into next month. I swear to God. I'm like looking at all my notes. I'm like highly impressed with myself.
Okay. I'm excited.
Oh my gosh. It's all about overeating next month, guys. Where's my notes? I'm looking for this one. Where is she? Sorry, if you're listening to the replay, you might as well be hitting fast forward 15 seconds right at this moment. Well, I can't find it. But basically, you can just ask these questions. I'll find it for my thing for next month. But if you are having like they're called irrational thoughts. Like, you know, this is going to take so long. I'm not going to be able to eat what I want. It won't matter. You question the thought. Like, is this true? And then you ask yourself, what am I so afraid of? If I write down my 24 plan, what am I so afraid of?
Okay.
And then you argue that, like, okay, is that really going to kill me? Is that actually scary? Or am I just dreading it? Am I just like making this a big ass deal? The reason why you do all this is because one, it's going to uncover a lot of the thoughts and feelings that you're having around stuff, but it also lets your brain see the dramatic story that you create around very simple things. Like a 2-minute plan, like listening for hunger and waiting for it. Like, I'm so afraid if I wait for hunger, I'll lose all control of myself. It's like, well, will you really lose all control, or you might overeat? You know, like we say these dramatic things. So like we don't even try and then we just overeat rather than waiting until we're hungry. I'm like, well, the worst thing that will happen is if you wait until you're hungry and you overeat, then it's net. At least you waited until you were hungry and gave your body an opportunity to burn some fat. Otherwise, when you're eating because you're scared, you're overeating. You've already, like, you might as well say, well, I lost control. I ate out of fear. Like, you know, bet you don't have a gun to your head. So it's like allowing yourself to be like, what am I so afraid of? Is it even real? What is the more sane thing to think in this moment? I always like to think of that. Like, what is the more sane thing to think in the moment? The worst that will happen is I get hungry and I don't stop when I'm satisfied because I was afraid of being hungry. And I can work on that, but I'm going to first work on allowing myself to get hungry sometimes. I mean, you got to start someplace, right?
Right.
All right. So that's your homework. You need to think about, I want you to write down those fears and stuff, but I also want you to every single day, I want you to write about why it's you're worth doing this work. And don't just give me a bunch of shit about being afraid of all the bad things that will happen in your future. I want you to write down the things in your future that are waiting for you.
Okay.
Pain-free mornings. Not needing a hot shower to get, you know, the juices flowing. You know, whatever it is, you know.
Okay. I will do that.
All right. And you're going to listen to modules 3 and 4.
Yes. I have that written down too.
Yes. Get going on that. All right. Like, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Let's see who's next. Andrea. Hello, let me read what you wrote in. I am really good at writing my 24-hour plan. The problem is I'm not assessing it every day. I eat off plan, and I do not want to see my mistakes on paper. In the nursing world, if you didn't chart it, it didn't happen. Here's your first line of coaching. You're not in the nursing world when you're eating. You're in the weight loss world. We're different. You wear every mistake. let's see. I have this mindset of if I don't document it, it doesn't count. Tell me why it does count. Oh, wait, I can't hear you. Okay, we're doing, okay. For everybody who's on the replay, this is a dramatic shift. The last person, we couldn't get her volume working, so we are now on Paula. Let me read her story, and we'll coach that, and we'll come back to Andrea. Here's Paula. I haven't asked anyone to be an accountability partner because I am afraid. I'm afraid to be accountable to someone. I'm afraid that it makes me look weak. I'm afraid I will look appear and needy. I'm afraid it will not help me. I'm afraid someone else will watch me fail. I'm afraid I may learn too much about myself, and that scares me the most. Well, man, you're just living in some fear. That's gotta suck.
I know, that's a lot of little sentences, I tell you that.
Yes.
For a grammar teacher, that was terribly written.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about that. I talk like shit anyway, so.
That's okay.
Why are you so afraid of all this stuff? You told us why, but like really, what is wrong with, do you really feel like I'm going to be the needy one?
Yes.
Why is that so bad?
Because I'm the one who always helps people. I'm the one that people come to, and I'm not the one who goes to people.
So what does that have to do with you? Like anything? I'm the one who teaches all the time. That's like saying, okay, I'm always the teacher. Can't take a course.
That makes sense.
You think?
I guess I don't want to appear weak to anyone.
Why?
That makes sense.
Well, you appear weak right now to yourself. Because you're afraid and you're like letting yourself not accomplish your goals because you're afraid. Why is it okay to be weak with yourself?
Like I'm doing well on my goals and accomplishing everything. And I'm doing it like on the last module of the BS plan.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid to let anyone know because I think I'm going to fail. But I'm retraining my thinking through all your courses and I know I'm doing much better.
Okay. So why do you want an accountability partner?
Because you said we have to have one.
No, I did not say that. That's funny how you heard that.
It is. That's what I heard. So
yeah, that's not what I said, though. I said they can help, but not everybody needs one.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe that's where I am then. I'm doing well with the plan, and I'm sticking to it, and I've since December, because I'm a January newbie, I've lost like 17 pounds. I've done well. I'm not exercising yet, but I know that's my goal for March. So
I find it fascinating that someone who's doing really well and stuff thinks that somehow getting accountability, like you listed like weak, needy, like all these things where you're like a strong partner for someone because you're doing so well. But you're like so afraid. Why are you reconciling it that way? Why not reconcile it as if I decide I want an accountability partner because I'm doing so well, man, and I'm also happen to be good at helping people. I probably could be a boss with somebody else. We could team up and be Wonder Twins, activate.
I don't know. I filled out the form online. When it asked why I don't have an accountability partner, and I received like an email from you guys and I filled it out and I didn't know if I would get called. I just thought most people felt the way I did.
Afraid.
Yeah. Afraid.
Of help.
Yes. Give you a little background of myself. I'm a pastor's wife and have been for 22 years and I help others.
Okay. And if you had a, let's say one of the pastor's people came to you and told you this story, what would you tell them?
I would tell them they were stupid.
You would say you're stupid.
I probably wouldn't use that terminology.
Okay. So what would you actually say to them? Pretend I'm in church and I just came to you and said, I'm so afraid of letting people know that I'm not perfect and that sometimes I don't do things right. And so therefore I don't want anybody's help. And I'm always the nurturer. So like, I don't think I could even do it anyway, because that's not me. What would you tell them?
I would tell them it's time to get authentic with themselves and to stop playing games. Okay. That's all I tell them.
So what game are you playing right now?
I don't think I'm playing a game. I'm so afraid that I won't succeed yet again that I think I've got a barrier up that if I had an accountability partner, that someone else knows what I'm doing and I may not succeed, and that's frightening.
So it's not so much that you're afraid you won't succeed. It's more you're afraid someone else will know you don't succeed.
Yes, yes. You're so good with words.
I try.
Yeah. You dug deep.
Let me ask you this. Maybe this is what you need to be practicing in your life. Letting other people see the one who always helps. Sometimes they need to like get some help to learn what it's like on the other side so that you can be an even better helper.
That's a good point. I've never thought about that way.
Could be. But I want to go back to, do you, like, here's the thing. I don't care if you guys have accountability partners. I really don't. That's just like a circumstance, whether Paula has one or Paula doesn't have one. So you've done the model, so you know all about the circumstance line. The problem that we're running into is Paula not having a partner thought is terrible. It's scary. I can't let anyone else see me fail. That piece is what you're going to need to be working on, because that one day trying to keep that ball in the air in your life in general is what's going to end up probably sending you back to eating. Because if you ever have to have a situation where you can't be perfect and where somebody does see you fail or something, it will be intolerable because you're not practicing that. And with an accountability, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I just want to say, I do fail in many things. Like I teach across the country. I teach Bible studies and ladies, and I'm asked to speak. And I fail in my speech. I fail and I share failures. But this one is so close to me that I never share this one. I never share how, I mean, people can look at me and say, whoa, she's overweight. You know, wow, she's really let herself go. But I kind of like block that out. And mm-hmm. So I feel if I share that portion, just that little portion, because I'm trying to be authentic everywhere else. But if I share just that little portion of my life, that the failure will probably undo everything I've done. And I know that sounds silly, but that's really how I feel.
It's just a thought though. And that's what you really feel, but it's really,
but it's just a thought.
It is just a thought. If you fail with someone else, like that, like, I don't think this is about an accountability thing. I think we just need to like take it to the core level of, I'm terrified I'm not going to be able to do this on the weight loss part.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to see how this is playing out. I really don't care whether you have an accountability partner or not, but having someone you can reach out to in weight loss when it feels very lonely to begin with is like a nice thing, right? For a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You're already setting yourself up for, all right, so here's one avenue that if I make a mistake or something goes wrong, I don't have that because I'm pre-failing now. I'm setting myself up for the day that I don't succeed or whatever. I'm already creating the path to getting back on track or the path to getting help harder than it has to be. Now, if you decided you didn't want an accountability partner because of like, I travel a lot, my schedule's really weird, it's just hard for me to like make time for that, I'm doing really well, blah, 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 I know I can always reach out in the Facebook group, that'd be a whole different mindset. I'd be like, boom, let's do that. No accountability partner for you. But when you're saying like, well, my weight loss is so real to me, and if someone else knows, it's almost like it will make my failure more real. It's like, I'm going to pretty much venture to guess that if you don't lose weight and you go back to how you were doing, you're going to feel like shit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not somebody in PNP knows or not is relevant. You're still going to feel probably an equal amount of shit. But if somebody else in P&P gives a crap about you, they might actually pull you back in.
So how do I choose an accountability partner?
Oh, that's easy. So today's post was the daily post was it's like our meetup.com day. So on Monday you go to the daily post and you put, if you look in the accountability guide, we have like some instructions on kind of like best how to put up your, you know, singles ad, but you can also go into the post. It kind of has some instructions in there, but you like legit talk about like what you want. Like I'm rocking and rolling right now and I'm a pastor's wife. And like, you just kind of give some details about you and you match up with someone who's like a lot like you. Sometimes it's nice to have someone polar opposite of you, but I usually find that when you guys are first getting started, if you guys have some common ground, like you and someone who's like butt ass single and, you know, doesn't go to church and, you know, is out in the bar every night, might not be the best accountability buds.
Gotcha.
So you want to like kind of start with someone who's like, you know, maybe they have kids and they're married and they, you know, what, you know, things like that. I mean, I think you're doing great. I just want you to see that you're so afraid. This is such a good area for you to challenge yourself to work on your fear of weight loss. It's like me having an accountability partner has nothing to do with whether or not my future will feel more real. It would be like saying, well, if I succeed and I have an accountability partner, I won't be able to feel good.
Okay. You're going at an angle that I wasn't even thinking about.
What were you thinking about?
I don't know. I was just thinking that I don't know how to get an accountability partner. I don't know how to be open so much in front of somebody. It just scares me. I just have to be really raw.
Yeah.
And I'm so accustomed to keeping everything inside for myself.
This is super important. And I think this is important for you. And this is why, like, I'm just going to push you straight on into getting one. My advice is you need one because you're so scared of it. I always tell people, if you're butt ass terrified, an even better reason to have one. But it's because like you're doing a lot of work on not letting your weight loss really land, like all of it, the scary parts. A lot of weight loss is the scary part. Just hanging on to the good doesn't allow you to one day be able to, like, when the scale quits moving for a few weeks, to be able to push through that. That will feel like failure. That will feel scary. But you need to practice some of those things in weight loss. It's like I want you to think about, you're inviting yourself to find the areas that scare you most in weight loss, and you're going to keep going through them. You're going to like those pieces out. The easiest part of everything we do is like losing the weight, doing the four basics.
I love the four basics. They're great. Yes. Change my life.
The easy part. You know what the hard part is? Being scared and terrified of your future. Worried about the day it doesn't go the way you think it's going to go. What will other people think? Scared that, like, I'll never show up for myself, like our last caller. You know, sitting around feeling like it's never going to happen for me. All of that is all emotional. And when we think about, I want you guys to think about all the emotions. None of that's the real part. It's all the imagined stuff in our head. And the more we can separate the imagined part out and take action, we start proving to ourselves, oh, this never was as bad as we thought it was. Mm. It allows you to start seeing so many areas in your life where you're imagining things and not doing what you want to do, rather than like doing what you want to do while you have those fears until they go away, because you disprove through doing, like, losing weight and stuff that was never real to begin with. Like, you're never going to have to worry about your success if you have some failure and keep going.
You're never going to have to worry about your success if you have some failure and keep going. That's a quotable. That's good.
But it's true, you know? We only have to worry about our success when we're willing to quit on it because we don't like how we feel.
I like where you say, do what scares me. Getting an accountability partner scares me, but I should do that because it scares me.
Just because.
Yeah.
I think it'll be great. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just think it'll be great for you. I think it's like, what I love is that you're having a lot of success, but the problem is now you're having a lot of success. And so you don't want to do anything that's going to rock the boat.
You are so right.
Yeah. And it's like, no, rock the boat so that you can keep having more success, because you can't build your success based on perfection or based on everything going right. No problems. Just barely having to push through a few things. Like, I'm sure you've had a few hard moments. I'm not saying like, it's just been like, I turned it on, Corinne. I'm just great. You know?
Right.
Like, if something is, I'm terrified that I'm like, all this is going to end. And if somebody else knows, somehow that's going to, like, if all that's going on, that's like your, like the accountability program said, hello, I have your next round of work to do with your weight loss.
Yeah, that's my next step, I guess, to get someone. And it would be someone in the tribe, not necessarily someone outside the tribe. Or do I need to get someone outside the tribe?
I would get someone in the tribe. Just here's the reason why. They know the Zoom calls. They're going to be listening to the same things you do. You get someone outside the tribe, like, they may be a little bit on the victim mentality side. Like, they don't, like, listen to my stuff. And they're like, oh, what are you talking about over there? You know?
Right.
You can talk all two to two.
No one else knows what that means.
Right. That's the nice thing to have your accountability partner inside the tribe. Because, like, you guys, if you look at the accountability program, have you printed that workbook off?
No, I've not done that. I've been doing the modules, and I've not done the accountability stuff yet.
Okay, listen to the accountability stuff. I think you're going to love it when you listen to it. This is going to like really clear a lot of it up. I think you'll be more enthused about doing it too. So it won't seem so like, I don't know why she keeps yelling at me to get an accountability partner. But now that you're finished with No BS, correct?
I'm on the last one, Taking Control.
Okay. Finish that one up and then start accountability.
Okay.
And then just there's like 10 modules, but they're not very long. But it talks more about the mindset behind it. And there's a guide. But go through that first, then reach out for a partner. But you'll have someone in the tribe mainly because and we do that post every Monday. So you're not going to miss your opportunity to find your buddy. Okay. But do that. So it will help you, like in our book, we have like some outlines of things you can do. So like, you guys can pick a Zoom call you're both going to listen to sometime during the week. And then you're going to chat about it at the end of the week. So we have some stuff in there. So it's like a cross between accountability and having a study buddy and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I really like when I saw all the stuff from camp that you did, and all these ladies are meeting up for the first time and they're excited about it and they have so much in common. Like, part of me wants to do something like that. That's exciting. It's different. It's someone else who would know me just as me in my weight loss journey, not someone who knows all the other peripheral things about me. Yeah. And that's exciting. But at the same time, I'm very guarded, but I've spent my life guarded about different things when it concerns me. I just need to break that.
I think this will be so good for you because you pick someone in the tribe. It's such a safe place to do it because they don't know you in your real life and all that kind of stuff. Like, you two will get to know each other. You can even have a small group. Once you go through the accountability program, you'll kind of see how we do it. We have like small groups that get together, not even in person. They just get together on an app, or they get together in a little Facebook group or something. And they just talk about all the things that are going on that they're learning in PMP. And it allows you to kind of let your guard down in a way that kind of puts your toe in the water of like, huh, maybe it's kind of nice when I lean on other people and I'm not necessarily needy. Like, people don't think of me as needy. I want you to think about when you help someone, what do you feel?
I love it.
Yeah. Well, when you don't rely on other people, you deny somebody else that feeling.
Mm. Wow. That's an aha right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to do great. I can't believe you listened to me.
Like, I love you.
Wife, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Well, when I listen to you, I'm like, I put on my ear, but I don't have them in right now because I don't want anybody to listen. I mean, I'm mature enough. You know, I can do this. And I am a pastor's wife, but I've worked in the, what would you call it, public sector. It's not really what, it doesn't bother me. I actually like your authenticity, and it helps me be real in who I am, because I am a perfectionist and I want people to think I'm just the most wonderful thing because I want to help them and I want to show godliness to them. Mm-hmm. But it just feels good to have someone that's that's in the same position that's helping others, but they're just authentic and real in who they are. So I just, you are an inspiration to me in that regard.
Well, thank you. I always tell people it's so much easier to be myself than to try to be somebody else. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. So, well, thank you. I think you're going to really enjoy it. So finish up your, I think it's module 5, taking control.
Yeah.
You can do accountability until we start next. Do not eat this. Oh my gosh. My cat today literally ate plastic and then he projectile vomited off that chair for like 10 minutes until he got up a big thing of plastic. Now he's trying to eat more.
Gosh. Like,
I know. He just finds stuff everywhere.
Oh.
But then you'll be set up for next month. Because next month we're going to dive really deep into overeating. Like we're just going to like go into the overeating, like the new stuff. So it'll be even more than what you're learning right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's do Andrea. Let's see if we got our volume working, baby. Luau. Sorry, y'all.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my cat is acting like a dunk. Hey, Logie.
Yeah.
Can you come get this plastic and throw it away? Because Luau won't stop chewing on it. Sorry, hang on.
Plastic isn't good for kids.
Yeah, I know. He's already ate some today. Oh, that cat. All right. Let me read it one more time just for everybody. So stop. It is like comedy in this house at times. I'm really good at writing my 24-hour plan. The problem is I'm not assessing it every day. I eat off plan and you're my nurse. Don't want to see it because if you didn't chart it, it didn't happen. All right. Tell me about this. Tell me how, if you don't assess, so you're writing your 24-hour plan down. That's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing that every day.
Okay. So tell me how, when you don't assess it, that somehow the scale's not going to move, your body's not going to like get affected. Like, explain that phenomenon you have. I think we would all love to know your secrets.
when I got the email to do this, I decided that I better start assessing just so I can talk to you about it. And what I'm finding is that I just don't want to see my failures and have that, self-judgment and all of that come in. I work so hard on my positive self-talk that, every time I see that and do that and see all my little failures, I get all that negative stuff come in.
But that's your invitation to work on your, you haven't worked on your self-talk if the first time that you have a mistake happens that you go straight back to it. You ain't done jack shit. That's when you're supposed to be working on it.
Yeah.
Do you see, like, the problem isn't that you're not assessing. The problem is you miss the point.
Okay.
You tell me what you think I'm trying to get you to understand. Let me see where you're at in your head.
That I need to just kind of get over that and just plan and assess so I can move forward and figure out what the heck is going on and where I can level up and get better.
Yeah. It's so you can learn. You're saying, yeah, well, what this, you know, I've been working on all this positive self-talk and stuff, but man, every time I eat off plan and I see it, I call myself a bitch. I better quit doing that assessment shit. Like, that's not working on self-talk. That's avoiding negative thinking. Mm-hmm. That's not changing who you are. That's not you, like, really starting to love and nurture and care for yourself. That's not you. That's not establishing that relationship you want so bad with you. That's saying, oh, I'm going to avoid all the things that are going to trigger me to call myself names.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to, at my core, believe I'm a terrible person. That's all that happened.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this assessment stuff is the best work all of you will ever do for your fat girl thinking. It is the best work I ever do on myself. When I assess myself every single day, in about 1,000 different arenas and I see everywhere it's going wrong, it challenges me to think about where I'm going in the future, who I want to be. Do I like how I showed up today? Most of the time, I'm like, I do not like how I showed up today. What was the shit I told myself about this? They got me doing this crap because that probably should change. Rather than like, oh my God, you fucking teach people? What are you talking about? You should quit. Like in the nursing world, if you don't chart it, it didn't happen. If somebody died and you didn't chart it, did it not happen?
Well, yeah, obviously it happened.
Right. So it's obviously happening now.
Yeah, my body knows how much I eat, whether my planner does or not.
Yeah, and you know what your body's going to know? Whether or not you love yourself enough to try again tomorrow. So is your mind and your soul. It knows the difference between ignoring shit that's happening, that's like raising its hand and saying, you're eating for a reason. It's probably not even a good one. It's so you can feel something else or so you can avoid something. We'd really like to start feeling better about ourselves. Here's my overeat. Will you please start working on me?
And you're saying, I think that's at the core that, you know, I don't want to have to give up the food and sit there and go through that discomfort and feel the feelings. And, you know, I'm kind of scared of that. I think if I see that, then I'm going to have to want to work on that. And I'm kind of stuck right there. I'm scared of doing that.
What's so scary about it? What's the worst that's going to happen? When are you overeating the most?
Probably at night.
Okay. So tonight.
Watching TV.
Okay, we're going to be watching some TV. And what are we eating? What are me and you having?
Chips. Mm. Or maybe ice cream.
Oh, sweet and savory.
Depends on the day.
What time are we doing this?
And of course, that's not on my plan. So.
Yeah, well, if you'd have told me, I would have had it on my plan and I would have been over there. So let's say that like it's tonight, you're having chips, you're having ice cream. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh wait, Corinne said no. Can't have that. So now what? What are you so afraid of? What's gonna happen when you're not having the chips and ice cream and you're watching TV?
Oh, well, when I try to resist, I just get that like antsy, you know, feeling like I just need to go get it. And then if I don't, it just seems to get worse and worse and worse until I do.
Oh yeah, it's going to get worse and worse and worse for sure. So how's it feel in your body? Tell me like all your physical sensations.
I feel like I just get kind of shaky inside and like my thoughts just start going crazy. It's almost like I can't even focus on, you know, what we're doing until I can stop and go get that and quiet that with the food.
Yeah, that's fine. So what else? So we're going to be antsy, shaky, lots of racing thoughts. What else? What's the scary part though? Like, tell me what that scary part is. The part where we die. Tell me that one. Or where like, you know, the guy with a knife comes out because he's like, eat the chips, lady.
That's just unrealistic. That's just dumb. I don't know when you put it that way.
Yeah, like you're telling me there's like fear and I'm scared of this part. You're dreading it. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be hard. But you have to tell yourself the truth. This is not something to be scared of. I want you to really think about this. I've been doing a lot of research on this. That's not scary. We tell ourselves, I'm so scared that I'm going to be sitting there without chips and my thoughts and a television going too. Like, oh no, I'll be antsy on the inside. Mm-hmm. And a lot of thoughts. Scary is when somebody has a gun to your head. That's why it's like really clear. We have to like tell our brains, This isn't the scary part of life. This is the uncomfortable part of life. This is the conditioned part. This is the part where the mouth waters and the skin crawls and all the things only because we're doing something different part of life. But you have to start breaking your mind away from this is the scary part or you're never going to do it. Right. So if you don't tell yourself the truth about what's going to happen at 8 o'clock tonight, it's like, I will have a lot of desire. I will be antsy. My brain will probably try 12,000 different ways to be like, but it's good. This is the hard part. Don't you remember yesterday we were so scared? Why are we not scared now? It's going to do all of that. But I'm going to sit there with it. Like that crazy part that you're talking about right there, that's the worst it ever gets. And it happens one time. Every single time you don't respond after that, it tamps down a minuscule until it starts just going away. Because you start figuring out what you need to be thinking about at night. Is there something wrong at night that you're avoiding? Or are you just in the habit of eating at night?
A little bit of both. It's mostly habit.
What's wrong at night that's like, oh my gosh, this is the worst?
Probably just everything's kind of shut down and it's quiet time. And that's when I start thinking about everything.
What do you think about?
Just everything.
All right, let's pretend we're not eating tonight. What would you be, if you're not going to be eating, what would you be thinking? Like, and you were like, I can't even think about food. I'm not even allowed. Like Corinne took control of my brain. The space that I normally occupy with food is gone. Now I have to just think what's coming up.
I didn't really want to get into this on this call, but I have a lot of thoughts about my inadequacy as a mom, with, you know, the things that happened with my son and stuff.
Okay. Well, what if we just think about that and start working on our relationship with ourselves in terms of being a mother rather than eating ice cream over it?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
I'm going to close my door real quick, okay? I want to talk about something. My son's in the other room. So I did some work this weekend with my friend Jane. And I may cry. I'm just going to warn everybody. I'm not even ovulating. One of the things that I'm doing for 30 days is working on my relationship with Logan. Like some serious work on my relationship with Logan. And I'm doing it at night. And I created myself 3 long-ass excavating journal sheets about my relationship with my son and how I'm going to think. Let me see if I can even find it. It's in my email. I sent it to my assistant to get made into pretty documents. I'm going to do this. It's got to at least be formatted. But it's things that, like, this is the kind of work we want to be doing at night. Because one of the things that I was telling my friend was that I've gotten into the habit of eating dinner at night and I'm not even hungry. And I don't want to be the kind of person that's eating dinner at night because she wants to check out. And that's essentially what I was doing. And I mean, I teach you guys this, right? Let me see. So my things are, and if y'all want, I'll post this in the tribe somewhere. So I have the first worksheet is a daily worksheet. What is a loving thought that I want to have about my son today? Do you have a son?
3 of them.
3. And is there one in particular you're working on or is there 3 of them that you need to work on?
My oldest.
And what's his deal?
He's 23. He's the one that had the attempted suicide.
Okay. So this would be perfect for you.
So I get all this. Yeah, coming up about, you know, maybe if I had better relationship with him or if I would have been there for him, you know, maybe things would have been different.
I think you kind of need to be with him now rather than eating ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm serious. As someone who attempted suicide themselves, it was not my mother's fault. It does not matter what my mom would have done. You know why? Because it already happened. You second guessing and stuff is preventing you from creating the relationship with the son you have now. You have a son now who has attempted suicide. He's your new circumstance. And you spending time in your past, somehow that's going to change this, is only changing the relationship you're going to have with him today. His relationship on his side is his responsibility. Your relationship on this side is your responsibility. And doing that work at night, like eating ice cream, rather than trying to figure out how you want to have like this new relationship with your son, is what you need to be working on. And it's going to be painful as fuck. Because you're going to have to let go of guilt and probably shame or whatever. Like my mother had a fuck ton of guilt and a fuck ton of shame and anger.
Yeah.
That's not easy shit to let go of. And not doing your assessment so you don't beat yourself up is I want you to see how this happens. Very often when we have something really painful in our life, when we start fucking around with like, oh, I'm not going to do my assessment because I talk so nasty to myself. That's how we entertain ourselves. Like, I'll have to give up ice cream so I don't have to think of my son. That not doing the assessment was the smoke signal in your brain. I'm raising my hand. I'm overeating. Emotionally help me, please. That's what the assessments are there for. Your overeats are there saying, I'm trying to help you. Help us. So I've got on there like my loving thought that I want to have about him today. For me, it's one thing I will teach or work on with him today is, for you, you come up with a different question. I've got on there, I rate my relationship based upon 1 to 4. Let me just tell everybody a super big secret. Never do 1 through 5. You'll always pick a 3. You don't feel good. It forces you into like it was a little good or it wasn't good. Like, it's always go 1 through 4. I talk about my early morning connection with him because I tend to tune out in the mornings because I'm real busy thinking about you guys. My midday connection, which is when he gets home. Then I'm like in the throes of you guys. My evening connection, what I'm doing after dinner work. I made an agreement with my girlfriend. I said, I don't get to eat dinner anymore until I've spent 30 minutes with him every night. After that, if I'm still hungry or I actually get hungry, I'm going to have my dinner. But I'm not going to eat dinner because what I don't want to do is go and talk to him for 30 minutes. What I really want to do is be vegging out in front of the TV with my salad. Anybody can veg out with anything. It doesn't have to be chips and ice cream. And then my before bed connection, because I've gotten out of the habit of even telling him goodnight. I just pass out in the bed. And then what is one thing I appreciated the most about him today? Do you sit around and think about any appreciation for him right now?
Probably not, no.
I think it's just going to be really important for you to, like, I'll share, if you want this worksheet, I'll share it with you. It's up to you. But it's just really important for you to kind of create your own. You could be doing that work every single night, even the relationship you have with you as a mom who's been through this event. How do I want to care for myself? What is the loving thought I want to have about myself as the mother? What is, how did I connect with myself today as a mother? Doing some work around that will be very helpful for you. And then I have a weekly review. I'm like doing like work around like every single week. I'll take all of my stuff and I will weekly review how things went, the things I want to focus on this week. Like I'm determined to change the trajectory of this relationship. I have for so long, like I love that child to death, but I treat him like he is a job. I don't want to treat him like a job anymore. Yeah. The only way to like repair relationships is to get really honest and do relationship work. It's not with ice cream and avoiding your assessment.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Do you need anything else?
I don't think so. I'm going to come to camp in April, and then I'm going to do the race in June. So that gives me kind of a goal to work on. And, you know, I'm just ready to level up and be accountable to myself and, you know, put in the work and get there. I'm ready to do it.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I would much rather see you show up for your assessment every night. And if you will learn how to release the judgment of yourself around food mistakes, if you're judging yourself at all as a mother, it's going to make it a lot easier to start working on that too. Okay. Start with the food because it will be the easiest one.
All righty. We'll do it.
Okay. I'll pray for you, Andrea. I know it's not easy.
Thanks, Corinne. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Bye. Yeah,
bye.
All right. We have a Q&A. Oh, never mind. That was Kathy. That was just Kathy. let's see. Oh, let me look at the comments and then I'll please post those worksheets. I'll post the worksheets. And guys, it won't be edited. Well, I'll tell you what we can do. It won't be editable because the PDFs aren't editable. So mine's very Logan centric. Let me see what I can do. Betsy, remind me, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Let me see what I can do in terms of making it maybe with some blanks or something and we can post it up. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out so I don't have to like burn the call up with doing that. All right. You guys have an amazing, amazing Monday. I will be creating the world's best ever extension of our overeating series. And so module 5 is taking control. All of you finish up accountability this month. And then if you have extra time, I would do a bonus re-listen to module 5 of the success path. We'll give you guys all this instruction as we get closer. But the main thing is that next month we are going to go face down and ending overeating. No face down in the food, face down and ending overeating. Loads and loads of good new information that I've been researching, and I'm super excited, and some fresh new worksheets, changing a few of them up. It's just good stuff. I can't even, I just can't even. So y'all have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.